Well, good morning, children. Is all glad to be here this morning? Good. I am too. Did you like what Junior shared about the birds? Yeah, I was blessed to be here this morning too. Those birds do exactly what God made them to do. And I didn't know what to share this morning, and I was thinking something I could share. There's a verse in the Bible that says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee, and be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So I want to talk this morning a little bit about fear. Do you know what fear means? What does fear mean?
Be scared of something.
Be scared. Be scared. Be afraid. Well, God tells us in the Bible that we're not supposed to. We're not supposed to be afraid. We're not supposed to fear. I was told that, I don't know if it's true, but I was told that it's 365 times in the Bible that it says to not be afraid or to not fear. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know it says it more than once, and that's enough. I would have to confess that sometimes I do worry and I get anxious. You know, to be anxious is to not be at peace about something, about a job or how something's going to turn out. That's fear, and it's kind of like I'm not trusting. So, but God says in His Word that we're not supposed to do that. So, is it okay if we're scared? Does that make God happy? If we get scared? No. He wants us to trust. And so that's something I'd like to talk about this morning, that but when we do something wrong, it kind of goes with disobedience as well. If your dad and mom tell you to not do something, don't do this, don't take that, and if you don't listen, what happens? When you disobey, you become scared or fearful because you think they're trying to hide this, so what if they find it out, right? We don't want to live that way. God wants to not fear. Victor shared this morning about casting all our cares. The Bible says that we're to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt us in due time. It says how? By casting all our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. God cares for us, and He wants us to trust Him. And you little children, you need to trust God. You need to trust your parents. Trust your dad and mom. When you're faced with fear or you get scared, go to your dad and mom and tell them. I have a little story I was going to share this morning about two little boys. Johnny and his little brother lived in an old house. And they didn't have electricity. And they lived in this old house, and they had a big porch out to the back that they would go out and play. It was in the summertime, it was warm out, and their dad was out there in that porch, and Johnny's little brother were out there too, and they were playing, and it got dark, and dad and mom said, "It's time to go to bed." So they went up the stairs, and Johnny and his little brother slept together. They went up the stairs in the first room, and that's where they slept. And soon later, dad and mom came up the stairs. They walked through that room into the next room, and that's where dad and mom slept. So they're laying there, and it's in the summertime, and it's warm, and they just have a little blanket over them. And pretty soon, Johnny's little brother, he heard something on the steps. So he laid there a little bit, and pretty soon he heard it again. So he punched his brother Johnny and he said, "Did you hear that?" He said, "No, it's nothing." Pretty soon, about three of them, you heard it again. Then Johnny, little Johnny, heard it too. So they got scared, right? They got scared. So they pulled the blanket up a little higher, and pretty soon they heard it another time, and it was about three more. And boy, they laid there and they held their breath, and Johnny's little brother was holding his breath. Probably heard the term, you know, "I was scared to death." Well, that was pretty close because he was not breathing. He was breathing pretty light. And he kept hearing this. What should have they did?
Prayed.
Yes, they should have prayed, but they should have got out of bed and went and told Dad and Mom, right? And it would have all been taken care of. Dad would have got out of bed and he would have took a flashlight. They didn't have lights, but he had a flashlight. He would have went and found out what's going on. Instead, they just lay there and scared. And the Bible says in Timothy, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." So it says right there that God doesn't give us fear. Fear doesn't come from God. He don't give it to you. He wants us to have a sound mind and to have peace. So they were laying there and then it just kept going. Pretty soon it got a little closer. Kept coming. They just laid there. And oh boy, pretty soon, you know, what's going to happen? All of a sudden, it went, meow. It was a cat. Came upstairs. So what had happened when they went out playing in the porch, the cat must have came in the house, the door was open. He went under the couch, supposedly, and he started coming up the steps. Well, that was not a good night. It seemed like, I think Johnny's little brother thought it seemed like about 10 hours. You know, he was laying there just so. And it didn't have to be that way. That's why when we get scared, we start thinking something wrong. We don't stay that way. You go tell your dad and mom that I'm scared. When you go tell your daddy you're scared, does your dad say, "I'm scared too"? No, he doesn't. Dad takes care of the problem. And that's how it is with us. When I start mistrusting or worrying, I have to stop and call upon God. Because he don't want me to live that way. God wants us to be free. But there is a right fear. We are to fear the Lord, not to be scared of God, but to stand in awe of him and reverence him, because he's God, he's Almighty. And we don't want to hurt him. We don't want to do something that's wrong to displease God. But we want to please God by trusting him and being obedient. Like I said, if you're disobedient, when we're disobedient, it does, it brings fear and it makes us scared and afraid. When you hide something from your dad and mom, you're scared, you're not at peace because you're afraid somebody's gonna find it. So that's just some encouragement I had this morning. And yeah, I think I said that already. The fear does not, God doesn't give us fear. He doesn't want us to be afraid and discouraged. He wants us to be happy and free. So I think that's all I have. Just a little short children's lesson. And I hope it's something you can take with you, that whenever you get some children scared of the dark, you don't have to be scared of the dark. God doesn't want us to be scared of the dark. Daylight, dark is no different. He wants us to trust him. Trust your parents. Be free. I have a little treat for you. Keiston, would you want to come and hold this? And you could each come and take two. And take something for your brothers and sisters if you want. And if there's some left, well, Keiston, you can have some, okay? If there's some left. Oh, you're going to take yours right now.